Welcome to Reflections with Mr. Tanner, where I explore educational issues and ask the question, seriously?
Today is April 12th, 2011. I've just returned from being filled educationally with inspiration, awe, somewhat intimidated, and in many ways, I feel more so than inspired. I feel enlivened with the fact that our keynote speaker today said something in the meeting, in the keynote address, and then reiterated it in his comments at the end that I attended, something I have intrinsically known all along. We do not teach a subject, ladies and gentlemen. We teach children. It is only when we get past this notion that we teach a subject, a curriculum, skills, or concepts, that we finally engage in the fact that we teach children. And we communicate with these children in a language. That language is science. Reading, math, social studies, science. Music, for me. And we have to integrate and inculcate these children in a language so that they can communicate with us in that same language, thus demonstrating mastery of that language, and by extension, the skills and concepts therein. Or even mastery enough of the language to phrase the questions that they need to ask to attain mastery of a language. We are still communicating and teaching children. I teach children through the language of music, ladies and gentlemen. And our keynote speaker, Chris Lehman, from the Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia, clearly articulated this in his opening remarks. He made it very clear that many of the solutions to today's educational crises can be found in old ideas applied to new circumstances. It is also very clear that data may be making the decision process, but what data we use is essentially important. How we use it is even more important. I do not understand the concept that some teachers have that you can go into a classroom and teach and then leave and feel like you've done a good job if you have not connected with children. That's a very old-fashioned concept, I guess. Children fill these classrooms, yet we go in and we teach science. Science doesn't need to know anything about itself. It knows more about itself than we do. The question and essential component that we must ask ourselves at all time is, what are the essential elements of communication that I can give these children so that they can communicate with me through the language of science? I teach children the language of music. And I realized today during our conference, MSET, that my success rate for doing this is in part tied to the concept that I teach children, not music. At the same time, our keynote addresser spoke about authentic assessments and assessing kids where they are. If you need to give a test, give a test. If you need to give a project, make sure that the project is truly a child-centered, child-created project and not just a formulaic recipe that we've given them, do steps A, B, and C, and you're going to get an A. That's basically crap. And what I saw was myself in some of his comments, and that's the disturbing part. That's the intimidating part. That's the That's the component that creates stress. And it is through this stress that I'm finding inspiration to achieve greater. With children, for children, by children. You've been listening to Reflections with Mr. Tanner. Have a great day.